Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Friday. It's 6 o'clock, and that means it's time to welcome on Browns reporter, Browns analyst for 92.3 The Fan, our 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel as well, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hello, boys. Happy Friday afternoon.
What's up, my guy?
Well, it's always great to talk with you. We were just having the conversation. How many points does the offense need to score on Sunday to give the defense a chance to win? Where do you start that at there, Daryl?
You might have to total their entire scoring for the season.
That seems like hyperbole.
No, I mean, look, the Lions are hot right now. They've scored 90 points in the last two games combined. So I will probably put it at 24 points to have a chance to win.
Daryl, a lot has been made about, you know, our defensive front going up against the Lions offensive line and how that's a matchup within a matchup. But our offensive line is not that good, and I think the Detroit Lions defensive line is not getting enough credit. Talk about the challenges that's ahead for the Cleveland Browns offensive line this weekend.
Well, yeah, I mean, they got issues at the both tackle positions, which is obviously not ideal. They have to compensate for losing DeJuan Jones, and thanks to the National Football League for telling the Browns, oh yeah, we probably should have thrown a flag on the play that cost you your starting left tackle his season. So good job by the NFL there. But you know, Cornelius Lucas and KT, they've done a pretty good job. Leviston there, they've been trying to hold the fort down. They added Thayer Munford from New England's practice squad this week. They're probably going to need to use him as well. But, yeah, I mean, when you look at the battle in the trenches, Detroit is a very physical football team in all three phases. And not only are they physical, they're very aggressive as well, offense, defense, and special teams. So this is going to be a tough challenge for the Browns, not just for the Browns' offensive line, but it's going to be a tough challenge for the Browns' defensive line. It's going to be a tough challenge for the Browns' secondary, just all the way around. And just when you think you get the Lions off the field on third down, Dan Campbell decides he's going for it on fourth down, and they've converted 7 of 8 of those this season. So, this is going to be very interesting to watch how Jim Schwartz handles that.
Daryl, you mentioned DeJuan out for the rest of the season here. We got the LCL news and a hamstring, the Bateman, I think is what they called it. I am curious, though. So he was well on his way to getting benched as a left tackle. He moves over to right tackle for week three, gets hurt. That's the third straight year his season has ended because of injury prematurely. Yep. How does DeJuan factor into the Browns' offensive line plans next year?
Hard to say. It's unfortunate. This is, as you mentioned, Nick, this is the third straight year that, you know, his season ends due to injury. So, yeah, I don't know you know, going into this year, I was factoring him in as, you know, their left tackle for the next couple of years. And then, you know, he has had moments where he has struggled. But when you watch him, and Joel Bitonio has talked about this, a couple other veteran offensive linemen have talked about it, like, you know, you look at film and you'll see a couple of plays in there, the talent that DeJuan has. And, you know, guys are like, man, why can't we see this on each and every down from him? And it's just unfortunate that he's not been able to stay on the field to give him an opportunity to develop the consistency that actually we did get to see for a period of time when he was a rookie, when he started, came in to fill in for Conklin on the right side, and then they moved him to the left side. I mean, he played really, really well. And I would argue he played about as good as any of the left tackles in the league for that, you know, 5, 6, 7 week stretch there as a rookie before he got hurt. So the talent is in there. He has put in work to reshape his body and all those type of things. But I just think right now, unfortunately, I don't know that you can count on him being a cornerstone for your future going forward.
Darryl, any updates on Mike Hall? I know he won't play this week, but how far away are we from seeing Mike Hall in a real game? And when he actually hits that football field, what do you think he will contribute to what's been an already dominant defensive front seven?
Well, the Browns have made the decision to burn a roster spot for him just so he can practice. Because this is week four, and my number one question, you know, because we see this every year. They seem to have like one guy where like, he's coming along. And then it turns out you get the, you know, week 5, 6, 7, they should have just put him on injured reserve to begin with.
Wasn't it also Mike Hall Jr. last year?
Well, no, he was suspended last year. This is his second year.
He had the
domestic incident that cost him 5 games.
But other than that.
But my point is, it just seems like there's always a player that they're trying to, you know, that's coming back from an injury that they try and bring along, and they're not ultimately ready by that, you know, that week four. And you sit there and say, why didn't you just put him on IR? But the organization really wanted to get Mike Hall all this practice time over these 4 weeks. Now, Kevin Stefanski said today that he's close. I don't know if that means he's day to day or, you know what I mean? Like, I doesn't seem that they have a definitive timetable. I will say this. If we get into week 6 and 7 and 8 and he's not on the football field, then the organization completely mismanaged that. Look, it's a serious injury, a knee injury that he came back from. He had surgery on, and so it's understandable that he's not ready right now. But again, you know, this organizational roster management, when it comes to injury, you know, it does every once in a while cause you to ask if they're doing the roster management thing correctly. But again, they really wanted to get him practice time these last 4 weeks.
What is the number one thing that needs to change this weekend for the offense to just get going in any direction?
They need big plays. Like I feel like, Nick, we've been saying this for three, four weeks now. They need big plays. Quinshon Judkins has provided a couple of those on the ground, and hey, maybe they can lean on him a little bit on Sunday. You look good. His first outing in week two looked really good. His second outing almost had 100 yards against the Packers, last week. So, you know, hopefully that upward linear progression continues for him, and maybe he can help set something up when it comes to the passing game. But they just got to find a way to hit some big plays, because the Lions do. And again, you don't want to go into a game seeing ghosts or worrying about too much, trying to react to another team's output. But yeah, this is not going to be a game where I think they're going to be able to get away with scoring 13, 16 or 17 points in a game and expect that they're going to win. I think they're going to need to hit a season high for points, and that's going to be in the mid-20s at the least.
Darryl, do you believe that if Joe Flacco does not have a turnover-free game this Sunday, that Dillon Gabriel gets to start next week against the Vikings?
No. I think the only way that happens is if the Browns absolutely get smoked and run out of Ford Field. And Joe Flacco has like 4 interceptions and throwing a pick 6 in there. You know, I mean, like, I think
playoff right Joe. Now,
I think that's just mean. I think that it has to be like a disaster of epic proportions right now for them to consider, you know, a quarterback change, which, by the way, not out of the realm of possibility. I mean, Detroit's really good, all three phases, offense, defense, special teams. But I just don't get the sense that the Browns are itching to make a quarterback change right now. Here's another wrinkle to this, go. I do have a theory. I don't think it's going from Joe Flacco to Dylan Gabriel. I think if there's a quarterback change, I think you could see number four.
Daryl, it's Friday. I got a big weekend coming up. I got a I got a football game tonight, high school football. Very excited for that one. Got a kid's birthday party tomorrow.
Did we just ruin your weekend for you?
I'm not done yet. We got homecoming tomorrow, okay? And then Sunday, I'm going to watch the Cleveland Browns play football. And I can't guarantee it won't be a blowout. And my reward for watching said blowout, if it goes that way, is that I get to watch Deshaun.
I'm not saying you're going to watch Ben Munded, but I'm saying at some point there could be a possibility where you see Deshaun Watson for a spell here.
You're instigating me on a Friday. That's what I'm understanding here.
The Instagram videos look spectacular. He's working them cones, man. The footwork looks good. He looks to be in pretty good health and ready. And the IR thing is up on Monday, so you know that's going to be a question that's getting asked on Monday: is where's Deshaun and are you going to activate him? Are you going to get him on, start the process to get him ready to be put on the field at some point? That's all coming up on Monday, I guarantee you.
Over under Jeff Shadell being the guy to ask it on Monday.
I was going to handicap me as being the guy that's going to ask.
Shadell is going to beat you to the punch. He might ask it post game on Sunday.
Well, he's. I don't think he's going to be in Detroit Sunday, so I think that we'll be okay there. Know what it might be? It might be a race between like five of us to ask Kevin Stefanski that question.
You know
on
what,
Monday.
Daryl?
Because you know what? No, I'm going to give you a little. We were talking about it today. That's all I'm going to say.
Trying to make a man quit. That's what you're doing.
I'm thinking out loud as I'm talking to Nick and Daryl. It's crazy because isn't this the last week that Deshaun Watson is like on IR?
Has to be on. Yeah.
Has to be on IR?
Has to be on. Yeah, that, like I said, that's why we're going to ask on Monday. We're going to have a race to see who can ask Kevin Stefanski about Deshaun Watson's progress and readiness to be activated
Does
on
that
Monday.
Mean
it's going to happen
that
on
this
Zoom.
Is going to now have to be, listen, no, it's just.
You'll have content next week, Nick. Plenty of content.
Always have content. I'm not that hard up for content.
Oh, I know you're not. I'm just saying it's just going to, you know, be.
If they put Deshaun Watson, and now you're going to make me do it. If they put Deshaun Watson on the field before Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders, Bailey Zappi, or the ghost of Otto Graham, you think you've seen me mad before. And well, you do it in October? Oh, he better throw for 5,000 yards in a game.
Bush.
Like, he better be, we better be like, oh, my God. The body of Deshaun Watson has been inhabited by, like, the ghosts of all the previously great quarterbacks in the history of the NFL.
Listen.
Like, angels in the outfield. But
they still need to get their money worth out of that contract. Just saying.
No, they don't. 40, 50, no, you have an answer. It didn't work.
Wait a minute. You have an answer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. I'm sorry. I was like, wait a minute. There's an answer in that building right now? Where?
At what position?
Yeah. Well, I think they're pretty set at one of their defensive end spots. I think that guy's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty set at the cornerback spot, D-tackle. Too. I think they're feeling pretty good about that. A couple D tackles. They got some spots where there's a tight end, right? Hey, look, these rookies are playing really, really well. That's, you know, hopefully they can keep it going. And that's to provoke Nick further on a Friday. That's going to help Andrew Berry keep his job if these rookies keep playing like this.
That doesn't provoke me. That makes damn sense. But you know what you did.
Yes, I know.
And now
what I did.
I hope your weekend is merely substandard,
hey,
Daryl.
Hey, this is what Daryl did. Daryl was like, as I pour my nice shot of bourbon, I'm gonna go ahead and just boom do this on a Friday.
Yeah, I'm just I'm like the Joker and Batman, and here we go. Time to watch the world burn, or in this case, watch Nick burn.
People, this town is not ready for that show.
It's about to be a long two segments, man.
And I'll be honest with you, I will be walking everybody in that organization. It's a very short walk, by the way, because Bree and Brooke Parker right next to me. I will be walking them to the airport and shipping them out here. I'll be calling certain authorities handling illegal immigration on this organization, on everybody in this organization to ship them out of town. I'll get the National Guard. You know what, Daryl? Love.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lovely. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Have a great weekend, my brother.
With that, I leave you with that. Have a lovely weekend. Enjoy the football. And, of course, enjoy what feels like playoff baseball right now with the Guardians.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to it. We'll do it. We'll do it live in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. He is sitting back, kicking his feet up, and then he lobbed that bomb into the show on a Friday at 6 o'clock, and I'm saying it now, it's dirty pool.
So I'm going to be honest with you, you're not going to like this. When you remove the emotion from it, I think what Daryl's saying is facts. Because in that same interview, he told us why that's the case. I asked Daryl, I said, if Joe Flacco don't have a turnover-free game, will we see Dylan Gabriel? He said, no, it would just have to be horrific. That tells me that maybe behind the scenes, the Browns probably truly believe that the rookies are not ready to play. And then you have to factor in the fact that if the rookies are not ready to play and Joe Flacco is out there turning the football over, Jimmy Haslam still invested that much money into this quarterback. And this is a situation to where for the first time in a long time, Deshaun Watson doesn't have like this weight to produce and succeed on his shoulders. And plus, it's the Cleveland Browns. This won't be, in my opinion, this won't be something that makes me go, wow, I can't believe they did that. That's just me, because this team is usually surrounded by storylines and drama. And if Deshaun Watson is in the building, if Deshaun Watson is healthy and Joe Flacco was turning the football over and they're looking at this defense and this defense is performing in the way that they are, Kevin is going to assess the situation and say, you know what? I know what it's been for the last 3 years, but give me Deshaun before I go to either one of these rookies.
I'll tell you right now, that it will not be a him decision. I really don't think Kevin has enjoyed one single second of this time with Deshaun. I think the fact that he had to change his offense, I think, pissed him off. I also think Deshaun, really good at hiding when he's talking about disagreements with Kevin Stefanski, but I think they were there, and I just think this opens up a can of worms you don't need to.
You do know he was lied to then.
Which one?
I go all the way back to Jason Lloyd's story in The Athletic after the trade was complete, and he's here. And he laid out how Deshaun and Kevin is sitting in this room, and they're going off over plays and terminology and the system and things like that. And both people, Kevin and Deshaun Watson, came to the situation saying, you know what? He fits what we do. You know, it made it seem like that Deshaun Watson can run Kevin's offense to a T, and that everything was all roses and everything like that. And it just, the more that you peel the curtain back, it's like, man, how in the world did we get here? Because to your point, I think that Deshaun did a very good job of really not, you know, saying anything ill about his head coach as far as the system and his ability to operate in said system.
I don't think they've ever been honest with themselves.
Neither one.
I don't, meaning like Deshaun should have said 3 years ago, I'd like to run the offense I'm in. And I think Kevin Stefanski should have said, I only want a quarterback that fits my system. And I like, it's so funny to hear Kevin talk about, oh, you know, play terminology and stuff like this that the rookies are dealing with. Because I think that was some of the stuff that held back Deshaun.
It was.
And like, I don't get how Kevin gets a pass for Deshaun. Do I think that Deshaun came here an altered human being after what he experienced? Yes. Do I also think that maybe Bill O'Brien protected him in the ultimate way by doing as much as he could just to simplify things for Deshaun, simple like play call, stuff like that, and feed him play stuff? Like, yes, 100%. That means I don't think our head coach did that.
You know what bothers me about that? It's because I believe that every head coach should be doing that. Because
100%.
Me and yes. You both watch a lot of college football. It is 2025. These systems in college is very complex, right? But the language is not. The language is very simple to where a lot of these quarterbacks, they come in, they have success. The thing that's funny about this, the NFL has adapted damn near every collegiate aspect to play calling, play schemes, et cetera, to try to put more points on the board. They'll do that with everything but the terminology. I've seen two documentaries within the last 3 weeks that really got me thinking about this. When you, America's team, on the Dallas Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
and Emmitt Smith talked about when North Turner came in and he made football so simple yep. to where I didn't have to think. I can just go out there and play. Then I seen a documentary on Vince Lombardi about when Vince Lombardi left Green Bay and he went to coach what was then the Washington Redskins. Can't remember the quarterback's name, but he was an older guy and he's doing an interview and he said, now mind you, Vince coached back in the 60s.
Yeah.
He says, when Vince Lombardi came in, he made football so simple for me
yep.
that all I had to do was go out here and execute. I don't understand why a play call has to be more letters than both of my names put together. Like, why can't everything be simplified, especially if you're throwing these young guys in here so early and expect the return on investment to be so much so soon?
Well, I just don't. I know Kevin will say, we've changed our offense over time. It's not the same offense when we came in. Which is just the natural progression of how things go. That being said, I don't think you ever wrapped your offense around Deshaun. And what's funny about this is the guy we have the most concern about, well, getting the play call out, right? It's Shador.
Right.
Right? That was the, but yet from a physical standpoint, what Shador's good at, even though he's never been played under a center a lot, which no college quarterback does anymore, he fits the system more than even Dillon Gabriel fits the system.
Facts.
And so if that's the one thing removing you from playing a player, I don't know. I just feel like, and listen, there are certain like Shanahan, when you've been to a Super Bowl, you can do whatever you want. Sean McVay.
You won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. When you've won a Super Bowl, hell, LaFleur. Matt LaFleur has been to, three AFC title games and been to the playoffs all but, I think, one time as a head coach with two different quarterbacks. You can do what you want. When you are one playoff win and two playoff appearances going on year six, how you just get to do whatever you want and claim, well, it's process over results. No, results. We like results.
Yeah.
I can't go to the bank and be like, listen, guys, my process is going to lead to some money here very soon.
You know what the bank is going to say?
Yeah.
Your process is not functional.
Yes. If I go to Vanessa and go, I know you want a new car, but my process is going to lead us there. No, she's going to be pissed. She's going to be like, we need a new car, dum-dum. And it's just, there's this Ivy League mentality has infiltrated all sports where just, the process matters, but the problem is you can't see process. You can only see the results of your process, and there is a bare minimum. And so specific to the idea of playing Deshaun Watson, you'll be playing him the system he's not comfortable in and doesn't fit. There's no reason to believe. And everybody goes, because I understand this theory. Well, you're paying him $30 million anyways. Yes, you are. Yep. Because you can't get out of the contract. That doesn't make it any better of an idea or make it any more logical that 4 years in to a system he's not comfortable in, 4 years in to a situation where fans are done with him, suddenly the light bulb's going to go on and Deshaun's going to find it. It has been 5 years since that dude played good football and stayed healthy. The absolute, this whole season was let's just move on. Let's move on from the Watson wars. Let's move on from that toxicity. And here's the thing. That locker room remembers. Mm-hmm. That locker room remembers. If you remember last year, week two, week three, being around that locker room, they didn't believe they had a chance to win with him as quarterback. Didn't mean they didn't like him. Didn't mean they thought he was a bad guy or believed the allegations or the lawsuits. It means they stopped believing they could win with him. And it led to that season becoming lost. Because by the time Deshaun got hurt and Jameis went in,
it was over.
You couldn't pull the nose up on it.
Yeah.
And so if Joe's not getting the job done and you're having problems with a functional offense and you go, nah, Dylan Gabriel's not ready. You don't know that either. Same way you don't know Shador's not ready. You don't know. You might have a strong hunch, right? Maybe Dylan doesn't know the offense as well as Joe. Yes. But if he knows the offense well enough, you cannot tell me that Deshaun at this point is a better, because the best case scenario is he plays well, and then you have a whole nother question going into next year. That's probably not going to happen. The worst case scenario is you piss your fans off, he goes out there, has four bad games, and you got to bench him.
Yeah, I mean, but everything kind of goes back to what we're saying about Kevin Stefanski. You have a quarterback here that you didn't tailor the system to, and it sounds like to me, based on what Daryl said, that maybe they don't trust the fact that their rookies are ready to step in for Joe, so they'd just rather go to Deshaun beforehand. And to me, that still falls on Kevin, because you put it great. Shador Sanders is the one guy that fits this offense to a T. But because of the language, what did Andrew Berry say? It's like speaking fluid English and then asking somebody to speak, ask you to speak fluid Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
Why is your offense in 2025 Mandarin when a collegiate game is so simple? When a terminology everywhere else is so simple, it just seems like if everybody else can make adjustments, if everybody else can understand what type of time it is and do what's necessary for the players that's on their team to have the success, why are you keep trying to force everybody to do it your way?
I'm just going to say, Daryl, bleep you, buddy. Love Daryl. It was so nice to me. Brought in cupcakes for my birthday. Made a big deal about my birthday. Appreciate that. That guy's family to me. But screw that guy. At 6:13 is when that whole thing went off the rails. At 6:13 on a football Friday, when we got the Lions and the Browns on Sunday, for him to drop the Deshaun thing. This is my warning. Don't do it, Browns. You're just not going to. I feel like I'm a very open-minded guy. I feel like I'm a very friendly guy most of the time. I feel like I'm a very patient human being some of the time. If you do the Deshaun thing before Dylan Gabriel or Shador, and you do it like the Minnesota game, I'm getting ready to fire all of you. That's all I'm going to say. Now, by the way, speaking of this, John McClain just tweeted out, I thought this was interesting, that he's told by NFL veterans in the Houston area who watch the Texans that their new OC, remember, they fired the guy that kind of engineered the offense the first 2 years,
right,
who everybody thought was going to be a future head coach in waiting, Bobby Slowick. Well, Nick Caley is using the Rams running game and Patriots passing game. Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Yeah. Why don't you meld those systems? That's the same thing we're talking about with Kevin.
Yeah.
It's arrogance. It's ego.
Yeah.
It's stubbornness.
You're going to do it my way.
You just don't need to do it that way. I'd rather win anyway than lose my way.
And it's so funny that you brought that up, because there has been a lot of talk about C.J. Stroud and C.J. Stroud not being the same player that he once was. Well, it sounds like to me the coach is trying to force him to do things his way and not put him in the best situation to succeed. to me, the best leaders are the best listeners, right?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. That was right there. 216-474-0092. You heard what Daryl said. You want to call and talk about that? You go ahead and do that. We'll get you on air. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.